Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of transient hypogammaglobulinemia of infancy, found under the immunology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. An 8-month-old girl is brought to the pediatrician due to several episodes of ear infections and recently developed a cough over the past few months. She has been on several courses of antibiotics. The parents deny a family history of recurrent infections. Laboratory testing is remarkable for low IgG levels with normal IgA, IgM, and IgE levels. This is a case of transient hypogammaglobulinemia of infancy. Transient hypogammaglobulinemia of infancy is the delayed onset of normal immunoglobulin levels, usually IgG. Normal physiology includes maternal IgG, which is slowly catabolized after birth, then the IgG is slowly synthesized in the infant, and it reaches physiologic levels at 3 to 6 months. The etiology of this disease is largely unknown. Transient hypogammaglobulinemia presents at 5 to 6 months of age. Associated conditions may show an increased risk for ATP, which include allergic rhinitis, atopic dermatitis, and food allergies. This is often asymptomatic, but can involve frequent pyogenic infections, frequent sinopulmonary infections, including otitis media, sinusitis, and upper respiratory infections. Physical exam typically reveals no findings. Evaluation will demonstrate decreased IgG levels, and there may also be a decrease in IgA and IgM levels. Differential diagnoses include Bruton's agammaglobulinemia, IgA deficiency, common variable immunodeficiency, and other primary immunodeficiencies. Treatment involves antibiotics as needed in symptomatic patients, and if severe, IVIG. This can also be considered in those with poor antibody response to vaccines. The prognosis is very good and typically resolves by 2 to 6 years. Complications include severe pyogenic infections. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to transient hypogammaglobulinemia of infancy, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 30-year-old Caucasian male is brought to the emergency room for recurrent diarrhea. He has had multiple upper respiratory infections since birth and does not take any medications at home. It is determined that Giardia lamblia is responsible for the recurrent diarrhea. The physician performs a serum analysis and finds normal levels of mature B lymphocytes. What other finding on serum analysis predisposes the patient to recurrent diarrheal infections? Choice 1, deficiency in CD8 plus T cells. Choice 2, deficiency in neutrophils. Choice 3, deficiency in IgA. Choice 4, deficiency in NK cells. Choice 5, deficiency in IgG. The correct answer is choice 3, deficiency in IgA. This patient has common variable immunodeficiency disorder, which leads to hypogammaglobulinemia. Specifically, the patient has a deficiency in IgA, therefore he has an increased susceptibility to Giardia infection. IgA plays an important role in mucosal immunity. By its presence on the surface of intestinal mucosal cells, IgA is able to prevent the binding of pathogens to the epithelial cells, thus preventing protozoa, like Giardia, from causing inflammation. Its absence, therefore, leads to increased likelihood of repeat infection of the GI mucosa and repeat episodes of non-bloody diarrhea. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1, CD8 plus T cells play a prominent role in the killing of infected cells. Choice 2, neutropenia is most commonly a result of drug toxicity, but the patient is not on any medications, therefore low neutrophil count is unlikely. Choice 4, NK cells play a prominent role in viral immunity. Choice 5, though the patient is likely deficient in IgG, the recurrent episodes of diarrhea indicate it is not the only immunoglobulin absent. That's all for this review about transient hypogammaglobulinemia of infancy. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we would be thrilled if you would consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.